please be upstanding and to welcome to the studio the very first ever mayor of the Dubbo Regional Council, Mr. Ben Shields.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Have you got some audio there? Yeah. Only the best for you, mate.
Right. Thank
Welcome.
You. I think the intro was a little bit too much there. But anyway.
Never. Ben Shields, longtime friend of the show. Tell us about how last night went down.
Okay. So there was a mayoral election and they elected a mayor, which happened to be me, basically. How it happened, basically.
Right. It kicked off at 5:30 last night, and I actually noticed because Kelly Haywood from Nine News, she's currently in the studio with us now with her camera on. Great job, Kelly. She was periscoping it, and I noticed by 5:38 it was all over. You'd been elected. It happened really quickly.
Yeah, so how our system of council works is that the people elect councillors.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, Dubbo Region has 10 councillors, and then those 10 councillors decide who they want to be the mayor out of their own. So it's a simple matter as in our first meeting, we get together and we vote who they want. Now, there was two councillors put their hand up, Councillor Kevin Parker and myself, and it's just a simple matter out of 10 people who's in and who's out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it does take place very, very quickly. That's how our system works.
Great. No mucking around there.
Ben, where did your passion for local government start?
That's one of life's mysteries, isn't it?
Isn't it just? What on earth would possess someone to run for mayor?
Look, it's freakish behaviour. It really is. No, funny enough, I've been a councillor for 18 years.
Wow.
So did you start when you were 5?
No.
Okay. Kindergarten and also counsellor.
It's not a compliment to the age. Okay. I'm in mid-30s, and that's the best I'll say of it, mid-30s. But anyway, look, I was actually elected when I was 18 to Dubbo Council.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I was 18, and at the time I was just finishing my last year of school, and decided I put my hand up to run for council. And, look, I'll be honest, at the time, the idea was, look, I'll make all my mistakes at this time and then in 4 years' time at the next council election, I'll know how to do it great and I'll really get on then. Well, turns out I scraped onto council when I was 18. So,
great.
That's how it happened there. So 18 years later, here I am.
Have you made all your mistakes yet?
I've made hopefully I've made a lot of them. Look, the reality is everyone's pointing that out to me. And it's interesting with politics, the longer you stay around, the more baggage you get. Of course, you get an incumbency support where you build up more networks and all that sort of stuff.
But
you certainly build up baggage. I still have people, even to this day, who go down the street who will give me the funny look and they hate my guts because I voted some way back in the year 2002 or some bloody thing, you know. So that actually does happen in politics. So the longer you're there, the more baggage you get. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Yep. You ran a campaign on the platform of the third bin, which has been a bit of a contentious issue around the Central West. Now that you've been elected mayor, what is your process with this third bin and what's your plan?
Sure. Okay, so the very first thing is at 9 o'clock in the morning when I arrive at the office is to ask for the contract to have a good look at it because we haven't actually even been able to look at the contract yet, what we can and can't do with it. I accept that the contract has been signed for quite a long time and in my view it was signed unfairly. It should not have signed a contract when we didn't have local democracy. It should have been done when there was an elected council. Anyway, to put that aside now, I have to have a look at the contract and see what can and can't be done. It's more likely that I won't be able to just throw the whole thing out. One thing, though, I think the vast bulk of the residents here are cranky about, and that is your weekly garbage, your ordinary garbage, what you get now, is going to be cut back from weekly to fortnightly. Now, that's disastrous. Imagine if you've got kids at home, you know, babies or something, with nappies, and in the middle of the Dubbo summer, they hang around for 2 weeks. Now, that's not fair. That's not right. At the very least, I'll look at and I'll try as best as I can within the contract parameters to get that awful plan that they've got to cut it back from weekly to two-weekly every second week to be restored. That just cannot happen in my mind. So that's going to be one of the major battlegrounds, actually, over the next couple of months within council.
Fantastic. We're speaking right now with the newly elected mayor, the very first ever mayor of the Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields. Hey, Ben, we want to open up the phone lines.
We do. We want people at Dubbo and the Central West to come forward. They might have some questions they might like to ask you. And we've got a few questions of our own.
It is Councillor Ben Shields joining us right now, the newly elected and first ever mayor of the Dubbo Regional Council. How you doing, mate?
Oh, pretty good so far, I suppose.
We found out in the break that your official title is actually His Worship.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
So
isn't
His
it?
Worship, Councillor Ben Shields, Mayor of Dubbo. That's a long name on a business card.
Well, yeah, and it certainly won't be on my business card, I can tell you that. That's one of the oddest things I found actually when I first joined council 18 years ago, is that the first thing they do when a mayor walks in the room that hasn't actually happened to me yet is a staff member will open the door as the councillors are all sitting up and they say, can you please be upstanding for His Worship the Mayor? And I tell you what, as an 18-year-old, you go into council, you're sitting at your first council meeting and someone's being called His Worship.
Oh,
my
weird.
God. So I'm thinking how it's, I don't think that, yeah.
Well,
that's the officialness of it, but no, certainly not with me, I can tell you.
For the last week, Ben, we've been doing a special Dubbo Decides. It's what we do every morning at 6:40. We get Dubbo's opinion on a very serious matter.
I know. I watch. I take part.
Well, you would know that over the last week we've been engaging in a series, What Does Dubbo Need Next? So we've put out a bunch of options. We've put forth an international airport. Dubbo doesn't want one. They don't want a high-speed rail to Sydney.
No.
They don't want a Harris Farm Markets. They don't want an ice skating rink, theme park, mini golf, rock climbing. They don't even want a drag strip. They want a Kmart.
Yep, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, look, I certainly am a huge supporter of having a Kmart to Dubbo. In fact, I think I was the first one politically to raise this issue back in 2012.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Ben, because we've had a comment come in on the Facebook page saying, our new mayor thinks we need a lake. He's forgotten that he promised us a Kmart back in 2012.
Okay, so what I promised back in 2012 was to let them come. Now, that's all about being more open to do business in Dubbo. Now, since 2012, we have let them come. A lot of things we've let come, including Aldi, including JB Hi-Fi, and also things like new airlines to Dubbo, JetGo flying off to Brisbane and Melbourne, I have let come. Now, in that last, since the last election, when I was the deputy mayor to Dicko, we did meet with various developers and that, and tried to and legitimately have been trying to get Kmart as that next one across the line, just like we got that Aldi across the line, which was also a big issue at the time. So, look, still working on that. That's one of the other first order of business to get that file out, because I haven't had access to anything for the last 17 months, and we were certainly working on that. And I understand there are still some things in the pipeline from various developers and that are floating around. I've heard of rumours. So I want to get stuck into that again.
Great.
And look, we need Kmart and we need it yesterday.
Mm.
You heard it here first.
Now, Ivan's made an interesting comment because we've put the call out for questions on the Facebook page. He says, I wonder how Dubbo's existing businesses feel with the Kmart push. Shouldn't council be supporting the existing businesses instead of trying to bring in competition?
Yes. Now, the thing is with Dubbo, we're not a population of just 45,000 and now plus Wellington as well. Mm. We've got a shopping population of 130,000 people. Now, the economic lungs of the Dubbo, how we make our cash basically, is by those people shopping in Dubbo, way out even to Bourke, Ningans, Narromines, right, Gilgandras, all that sort of stuff, Coonabarabrins. Now, where we lose market share, that population shrinks, is if they decide to go to Tamworth or Orange or Parks.
Okay.
Now, they make that decision based on the shopping facilities which are here. So that being the case, we need these guys in order to drive more sales into Dubbo. I go to Orange. Now, up until this week where I start basically a new job, I work in Orange one day a week. You know, I would see just as many people in Dubbo when I'm from Dubbo at Kmart in Orange as what I do if I'm at one of the shops in Dubbo. Really, it is almost ridiculous. Now, that is all cash that this town loses because we don't have that facility. So, I totally agree with the sentiment there, and I think it's a totally legitimate sentiment, but the reality is Kmart will bring that extra trade to Dubbo. Now, just look at our main street. It's got problems. Let's fix it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that response, Ben. It totally makes sense.
Natalie's wondering, will Ben be more proactive as mayor than he was as a councillor? He has had a seat for a fair while.
Okay, so again, I have been there 18 years and I think, that's certainly a comment worth noting. But look, no one can say that I really haven't been proactive to a certain degree, because I challenge anyone to name the other 10 councillors in the last term of council from you know, any ordinary person of Dubbo. I've always been very proactive, always worked as hard as I possibly could, whether you agree with what I do or not. I work very hard. But in this job of mayor, even though the mayor's technically not even meant to even be full-time, I'm going to do this job full-time. In fact, I'm going to do it more than full-time. I'm going to live and breathe it.
Fantastic. Councillor Ben Shields, the very first ever elected mayor of the Dubbo Regional Council. We certainly appreciate, as a long-time friend of this radio station, choosing us to have your very first interview. And the very
live interview. That girl called Kelly from Channel 9 or something, she come and grabbed me, you know. But she couldn't go to air as quick last night as what live radio can. So, you can
catch Kelly 6 p.m. tonight on 9 News Channel 5 on your remote. But, Ben, it's been fantastic having you in here. You're the very first ever mayor of the Dubbo Regional Council, which is amazing. And we wish you all the best in your role, especially for the whole of Dubbo. If you do fantastic, the whole of Dubbo and the wider region will certainly benefit as well.
That's right. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
My door's always open at the mayor's office. And also for this program, I love talking to you guys. It's great because it's got a legitimate audience who can actually engage with me. So, yes, I hope to continue the relationship.
And one last quick one, Cowboys or Storm?
Storm.
Storm. Done. See you later, Mayor. It's Beers, Boobs and Balls on Hit 93.5. And today we welcome a very special guest for this special edition of this.
Ben Eichen from Fox Sports NRL 360. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, legends. It's grand final week. How good, hey?
Oh, how exciting.
We are pumped. Now, Ben, we've got our psychic coins out. We're going to be flipping those a little later on this hour. Mm-hmm. The psychic coins have successfully predicted The Bachelor already.
The winner, yeah.
So they're going to predict also the winner of the NRL Grand Final a bit later.
Currently got 100% success rate.
Oh, really? I don't know if I can partake. I don't think I can be associated with The Bachelor. I'm sorry. But anyway.
Fair enough. So Cowboys and Storm, their sides are both looking pretty strong. Was there any kind of surprises about Paul Green's decision to not change the lineup for this game?
Oh, look, Matt Scott had pleaded with the coach to put him on the extended bench last week, and he was named again this week. Paul Green let everyone know fairly early that Matt Scott wouldn't play, and would have been a hard decision for the coach because Matt Scott's one of the best players in his position in the world. He's also the co-captain of the North Queensland Cowboys. He was there when the team won their inaugural premiership back in 2015, and when you get someone of that quality knocking on the coach's door saying, play me, play me, play me, it would have taken a whole stack of intestinal fortitude from Paul Green to say, no, mate, I'm going to run with the same 17. And I do know that there'd be a big part of Matt Scott that would feel the guys that got the Cowboys into the grand final deserve a chance to win it.
Sure. Yeah. Do you think fans would be sweating because they're also without their beloved JT?
Well, here's the thing, you know, my logic, rugby league logic, which has been honed over many years, said to me that the Cowboys wouldn't win in week one, nor would they win in week two, and they surely couldn't win in week three against the Roosters without Jonathan Thurston. Well, it would seem that logic no longer applies because it led me to make the wrong decision for the first 3 weeks of the 2017 final. So,
fantastic.
We are on air right now with Ben Eichen from Fox Sports.
For NRL 360, now looking at this Storm's lineup, very settled for Melbourne. You've got Cameron Smith who's taken out the Dally M. Craig Bellamy walked away with a gong as well. Billy Slater for the fullback. Really, who's your pick to take it out?
I'll probably go back to that line I used before. Logic tells me Melbourne, but I've put my logic on the shelf for this one. There's a bit of gut feeling. Look, all the plaudits that we've thrown the way of North Queensland, you know, more than the sum of the individual parts, some great players playing beyond themselves and getting everyone else to play to another level around them, playing their best football for long periods of times. These are the things we've been saying about North Queensland over the last 3 weeks. We've been saying those things about Melbourne for the last 10 years.
And just quickly as well, Ben, do you think it's going to be a full stadium there, or do you reckon there's going to be a lot of empty seats?
Well, the news reports are saying this week that ticket sales have been a real struggle. I think this was the NRL's worst nightmare in terms of crowds because you've got two out of Sydney teams. It's very expensive to get from Melbourne or Townsville to Sydney at the moment. That's just the way the system works. So I last heard that ticket sales for general admission were somewhere around 30,000. They need to get it up to around 60,000 because 20,000 are corporates. and they'll probably end up having to give tickets away.
Yeah, a lot of North Queenslanders, 24 hours driving time is a lot, and flights are very expensive, especially at the last minute. Ben Icon from NRL 360 on Fox Sports, it's been a pleasure having you on for our special edition of Beers, Boobs and Balls today, mate.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Pippa.
You are about to perform your R&B Friday Rap Challenge on the football grand finals happening this weekend. You've done a lot of research on this.
I've done a lot of research, includes references to Jonathan Thurston, the Cowboys player.
Now, this is good because he is a football player.
He is a football player.
Not playing this weekend.
No.
But you've done well.
I've done well. I've got...
You've named a player that's in the competition.
One player.
Excellent.
Who isn't playing.
Good on you.
But there's a bit of a twist on this one.
Oh.
This is about when you're with your mates.
Yeah.
You know, you're having one or two cans of beer. You bring you bring along a four pack because you're drinking responsibly.
Sure.
And you go to the fridge to get your beer, and your mates have all pinched your beers.
Oh, and steaming.
You ask the question, where is the beer? That's what you do. This is it for R&B Friday.
Jimmy's Rap Challenge.
The Notorious J.I.M. Hi, Morning Dub on the Central West. Let's do it. What's wrong with JT, father? It looks like in the coach's box he'd rather. I think the NRL's addicted to the drama. Playing punches on, it's just pure trauma. Overseas, they're paying players 300 mil, but I'm happy with my footy living here, boy. In the AUS, I got 65-inch of pure HDN. R-R-R-L. But if you've only got love for your own sport, then you only leave space for this weekend. And when you watch the game, you'll be in the zone. And if you lose, you're bound to get irate and mad. Madness, you dominate, demonstrate, and how you feel when you get beat. But you gotta show respect to the other team. Take control of your mind, grab your beer, take a sip, let it meditate. Yeah. People run. Oh no, take it to. Oh, messed it up.
Keep going.
Can I bring it back to here just for a second?
Yeah, bring it back.
Bring it back to here, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, bring it back to here. People running, people tackling, children screaming, being happy. Then your team goes, gets a ball, and they just kick it away. Father, help me. I'm really enjoying the game. But I just looked in the fridge, and one of my mates has just pinched my beer. Where is the beer?
Where is it?
Where is the beer?
It's gone.
Where is the beer, the beer, the beer?
Oh, sensationally played on the field by Love. He takes it and scores a try for the R&B Friday Rap Challenge. Where is the beer, ladies and gentlemen? Mate, you knocked it out of the park. Well done.
You know, it's a common situation. You've purchased a whole case and your mates have gone and pinched the whole lot of it.
Oh, classic.
And you're like, mate, where is it?
You're fully triggered.
That one goes out. You know, share it on the Facebook page if your mate's done it. Tag them in it.
That's right. 100%. It's poor form.
Poor form.
Just have your own beers. Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your Coca-Colas as well. Just because it's soft drink doesn't mean it's on everybody's
lips. That's right.
Lips.
Doesn't mean it's free for all.
Come on, dub on the Central West. Open your windows. Let's do
Here
it, Pippa.
Where's the beer, y'all? Where is it?
Where is the beer? Where is the beer? Where is the beer? Where is the beer? The beer, the beer. Nothing's original.
The only thing that's original are our psychic coins.
Because nobody, that's the thing about psychic coins, nobody does like psychic predictions for like NRL or AFL or anything like that these days.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, so
we've got
original.
On the front foot with this. We are original here at the Pippa and Jimmy Show at Hit 93.5. Ahead of the Bachelor finale a couple of weeks ago, we flipped some psychic coins that we'd energised with psychic energy and came off the winner. That Laura was going to win The Bachelor.
Well, obviously, we knew they were going to.
Yeah.
It was clear that those coins were obviously always right.
Obviously. So we are flipping coins today for the prediction of who will win Sunday's NRL Grand Final with our psychic coins that have 100% success rate.
Now, if you're going to have a bet with your friend, you know, $20 on the storm made against you, you're going to want to go hold off for what these do, okay?
Okay. We're in the studio. We're filming this. Jimmy's got 3 50-cent coins. On one side of the coin, we've taped the Cowboys logo. On the other side of the coin, we've got the Melbourne Storm logo. Okay, we're going to flip him in 3, 2, one. Flip him. What do we got?
We've got two Cowboys, one
two
Storm.
Two Cowboys, one Storm. That's the scoop. You've got to hear first on Hit 93.5.
There you go. The Cowboys are going to win the grand final.
You heard it here first on Pippa and Jimmy. 100% success rate, psychic coins.
Fantastic, Pippa. You have an amazing long weekend.
And you drive safe on the roads, everybody. The fuzz are going to be out in force. Double demerit. Don't be a clown. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe. Get home safe to your family and friends. Love you. See you Tuesday.
Happy long weekend.
Bye. Bye.